Light that candle. Woo! Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this thing on?
This thing is on.
I'm gonna have a swing like a rusty gate, so I'm probably gonna talk over everyone since I have been so. Like, I've been. How many have I missed? Two?
I think so.
Three.
You missed the pick. You missed. No, were you there for Rods? Yeah. No, you weren't. You weren't there for Rods.
No.
You missed Rods.
Yeah, I missed Rods. And I sent him a personal apology. And maybe one of these days I'll. On one of my hellish commutes, I'll watch Blood Dolls like early in the week, and then I'll do like an audio track of me talking in my car.
You do like a riff tracks where you.
Yeah. I don't think I'm that funny. That's too hard.
So you're out in Nigeria for that, and then you're out in Nigeria for.
I was with I don't know what the actor's name
Dr.
is.
Dr. Williams.
And I feel
you're
so...
with the Dr. Williams.
Okay, thank you. Okay, because I hate the other character that he played. I don't hate the character, but I can't say the character because I can't go down that route.
William Wenzel.
Yes, his other. It's a Dracula character, but
you
I feel
say,
really.
You can't say Blackula?
That feels so offensive to me, and I'm not a person that gets easily offended.
Did you create Blackula? I don't think you did.
If I would have had a lot more money, probably. Probably about the same. I would have broke even.
So, it, to kind of hit the middle road, then you might as well just call him the King of Cartoons. So.
Oh, he was the King of Cartoons.
That's amazing. Okay. So.
And I think it was in Blackenstein too.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Well, was this made by the same people that made those films, or
no?
Question.
Oh, that's a good question. This week is actually Abby, by the way.
Oh. Oh yeah. Sorry. This goes. We really hit the ground running. It's just kind of
the other one that you missed. I even forgot. What was the one after Blood Dolls?
The zombie toilet.
Oh my God! Be glad you missed that one. You missed out on Blood Dogs, but seriously, the zombie ass movie. I was physically sick when I watched that movie. So
I have the ones that I've missed are loaded on my iTouch. I just reloaded it, and I will be hearing them soon. So yeah, Tim had told me that he said you were a little bit disgusted by it. So. Of course, I'm always one of those people, too, when, like, a bad review is almost more intriguing to me than a good review. When it comes to bands, music, anything like
that.
Well,
it was, there's a lot of poop flying in that one, and it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was a good job.
I don't know if I...
Yeah, it was physically... it was hard. I physically got queasy, which is hard for me to do.
And you guys are doing the Godzilla, which is awesome, and hopefully I'm going to tag on to that. It's just, you know... With time, I spend a lot of time driving, but I wish I could say that I was doing a lot of driving like Harry Dean Stanton and you know, Flatbed Annie and Sweetie Pie, but
if it's worth it just to have your own refrigerator sitting next to you,
with my creamer and the cowl and the
That's kind of a recap of the last couple of episodes so far for those that have joined us that are new. This week. As of course we mentioned, is Abby. It was my pick this week.
It's a good pick. Well, it was a nice pick. It was a different path. I was excited to. I'm thinking like, wow, like you're hitting kind of all the different genres.
I didn't know if we did blaxploitation before. We might have. I think.
We did Final Come Down.
Final Come Down, and the glove was pretty close. And actually, I didn't mention the glove in my notes later on. I'm gonna have a small confession to make. I did not stumble across this. I actually like was on the Alamo Drafthouse website, and there's like some other like weird Wednesday thing that goes on, and they were showing this, and I was like, okay, this looks interesting. So
you saw the theater?
Yeah, like at the theater, like.
Oh, wow! But you watched this in the theater?
Oh no!
Oh, I was like, that's amazing. That would be an all-time first if we ever find a movie and we actually get to go to the theater to do that, to do it, to watch for the homework, that would be amazing.
It would be quick countdown to see how quickly I get kicked out of the theater for taking notes.
I, by the way, not to be one of them, but I have even a bigger confession after you're done, and this is gonna shake the fountain. No, it's actually
gonna shake the pillars of heaven, Wang.
No, yeah, where the Ultimate Warrior is shaking him right now.
You know, the Big Trouble in Little China is on Netflix. Just to kind of, I already watched it. Oh my God, Jack Burton, and there's a Love. Jack Burton comic book, Big Trouble in Little China comic book coming out for real now. So. Oh.
Didn't we talk about that in the podcast about we like pitched it to each other?
Yeah, and then like now it's like for real. So
it's copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tim LLC'd it, so because he's smart like that.
Yes. He trademarked Shake the Pillars of Heaven Wing.
I shouldn't be talking about copyright issues because I may have gotten us banned from YouTube.
Well, yeah, that too. Turns out when you play clips of movies while you're broadcasting, we'll actually like tickle a filter at YouTube and be like, "Oh, you're banned because of this company." So, but we found a way around it.
We got around it, but I effectively got the kibosh put on the Godzilla video pod for a while.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Which is at YouTube.com/GonzoGuys and look for that later. They actually have until the end of this month to respond back to the dispute claim I put in there. So hopefully, if they don't respond back,
we reviewed it. It was less than 30 seconds. There's no way that it could be. It's so within fair use. It's insane.
Yeah.
But YouTube said
so.
No.
How do I get the? How do I watch so many movies?
I don't know.
Full movies.
Who do they pull off up there? But
I don't know either. Well, I think Toho put a claim on it, which makes sense because the movie is coming out in the theater in less than 2 weeks. So I think it was just popped because right now Abby, you can watch on YouTube, and that's how I watched it.
That's how I watched. Yeah, that's how I watched it too. I watched it in split viewings, a little because I on my phone, and then a little pre-work because I beat some traffic, and a little post, which was just kind of ridiculous to be sitting there. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
You found it. Yeah, because that's maybe this will make you infamous now.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think it was just flagged and it caused a bunch of havoc. But
it's Gonzo, is what it is.
They wouldn't let us, like, we do the way we record is it goes to the Google Hangout and it just pumps it right out to our YouTube channel. And because there was a dispute, they wouldn't let us live broadcast our thing straight to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'd it's
really
some crazy stuff.
Locked down and like. And scolded us heavily.
Yeah, but we found a way around it, and it'll get resolved.
And I think we'll win the dispute because it's definitely fair use.
We moved to an underground YouTube channel that may or may not have my real name on it. So,
oh no.
So we're
which is actually your real name is Schmecky Lowenstein. So
it's Mr. Schmecky Lowenstein.
Mr. Schmecky Lowenstein from Staten Island.
So
I figured in honor of
John's return from Nigeria that we do Abby, and that's this week's movie. Nigeria does have a play heavily into this, and I guess since I picked it, I'll explain it. I'll give a quick capsule like overview what it is. It's
Let me give a little bit of it. It's got some Waka Chewaka to it.
Yeah. It's a picture, if you will, The Exorcist, right? Okay, so it's The Exorcist, but it's more of the African-American version of it.
Well, and you know, I did it. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to tell you my confession.
Oh, yes.
And then I will tell you I looked at the history of this, and it's really pretty, it's more interesting than the movie in some regards, but, so, my confession is, because this is obviously, I'll tell you the history, this is obviously an Exorcism ripoff. I have never seen The Exorcist all the way through.
Oh, wow.
I feel like my cinema card has to be, like, has to have a corner cut off it, or a punch in it.
I have seen
little pieces of it. But now I've seen Abby, and I haven't seen The Exorcist, so that just kind of sums up my backwards way of
approach. I've never seen Escape from New York all the way through. But I have seen Escape from Los Angeles.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
That was confounding.
I just don't, and I don't know if it's because I might have actually seen it all the way through. I just don't remember because it's like a black hole in my memory. But there are certain movies, yeah. There are certain movies like that where you're like, yeah, you know, that's really good. I should probably see it sometime. And then you either make an attempt to see it or you start to watch it and you never finish it. And then you just repeat it over again. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't really seen Jaws all the way through until a year or so ago. And I told Tim that and he was like, what? You never? I'm like, no, I just. I saw the one with Dennis Quaid.
Wow. Yeah, it's so weird. It's like movie confessional, which is which is apt because like and Abby, it centers around a very religious like family, so I feel like I'm confessing to Abby pre-possession.
then the really quick history, since this is the Exorcist version. So this has been out of circulation for years. It said Warner Brothers sued American International, claiming it was a ripoff of the 1973 film The Exorcist.
Yeah,
the film was very profitable. So the budget was approximately $200,000, but it earned $4 million in its first month of release. And this was in 1974.
Wow!
And it said director producer William Girdle never saw a penny of it because of the lawsuit, which was settled shortly before he died in 1978.
Wow. For approximately $4 million.
This film, basically it wasn't released. So what happened, it says it was out of circulation due to the lawsuit. It was finally released on DVD on three different occasions. And then they said that, because for the print of it, is a transfer from a visually flawed 16mm print of the film. It's probably the only format that exists. So they've all, this is like the cleanest print, and it's a bad looking print too.
It looks like it's possessed. In fact, I hear scary sounds in the background.
I heard things there, but I can't believe it cost $200,000 to make it, and then I can't believe it made $4 million in 1970.
It doesn't look like a $200,000 budget film because really, you think about it, like, and this is, sorry, I'm kind of sound like a film geek, but there's like exterior shot of the house, there's the bar, there's the cave,
the levitation stuff, I guess, cost the most?
No, I think it's got to be wardrobe because those guys in the bars had some, the bar at the end had some pretty awesome days.
Yeah, I was going to say. They had an exorcism in a bar, and that's the thing. Also, my guess is having an exorcism in a bar and also attaching a sexually charged version of the Exorcist probably helped me push that over the $4 million mark.
Because
it was like I'm a repressed like marriage counselor, and then I get this. Oh, okay, yeah. We should just start from the top.
And it was shot in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. And there was actually a tornado had gone through it.
Wow.
And they said the production of the film was met with unusual threat. Louisville experienced a series of tornadoes. They were in the Ramada, like hiding and everything. And then I guess the lady, the main star, Carol Speed. Yeah. They said that she got the job because the original actress demanded a masseuse, and the film didn't have the budget for a masseuse, so she got the job, and she went on to make a ton more of the different blaxploitation films.
Just make sure. So remember, kids, if you want to work, don't demand a masseuse.
That's right. Yes. And drive yourself to work. And change in your car, and don't eat craft service.
Yes, and put on your own shoes, and pay your bills on time, and get possessed by a penis idol.
Yes.
So it's tough that. Oh, I got to bring this up. I'm sorry. What's the name of the actor again? The King of Cartoons.
That would be what's his name? Not Terry Carter, but William Marshall.
William Marshall.
Okay, so William Marshall, King of Cartoons. I can't remember if he's the dad priest. That scene with his students at the beginning, there's a new champion. Because you remember when we watched Humanoids from the Deep and the DJ was driving me crazy because he couldn't say salmon and he kept saying salmon?
Yes.
That kid was driving me crazy because he kept saying thesis. He couldn't say thesis.
I'm a journalist.
He kept I'm a journalist. And he goes, I'm working on my thesis, dummy. That's it. Thesis. And I'm like, oh my God, he can't say thesis. And he just called that girl a dummy. It's just driving me nuts. But
the one thing that was, the one thing that was, and this is the opening scene, the one thing that drove me nuts about is like, do all those students hang out with their college professor on like at a park during the day? I mean, I was never that close to any of my professors.
And they were so, their acting was so bad that it was good. Because it was like it was natural. Like, they were so uncomfortable. And, like, I guess you would be uncomfortable hanging out with your, giving a giant cross to your professor for a going away gift. But
that's wonderful.
Yeah. I can't see myself doing that. Like, because I have a predisposition against authority figures anyway. So, like, if I'm out with, like, my boss or anybody like that, it's like, I'm always just not comfortable. I'm never comfortable.
Yeah.
So, why are you hanging out with your professor?
And then...
Unless he scores all the good weed, which, you know.
Now, how long did it take him to open the damn present?
Forever. It was like the big reveal, too. It was like, it's a cross.
It's like, open the present. Open the present. And then, like, dialogue, theses... present. I just wrote down open the damn present.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I may actually send you my notes to post on the website because it looks like a really strange like E.E. Cummins poem or something. My notes, and the term parlor is mentioned a lot in my notes.
Well, let's go. That's because they use it every. It's just like. Let's go into the parlor. It'll be better.
There's whatever. I just actually wrote down in all caps, enough of the parlor. that's your version is open the damn present and open the parlor. Enough of the parlor. So he's going to Nigeria to study. This is one thing that I really miss in that, eventually, people will have no idea when we're old men and we say, oh, man, they used a lot of stock footage.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to go, what's stock footage? And we're like, oh, yeah, they don't, everyone can just film on their phones in high definition now. But the stock footage of going to Nigeria was a nice touch. I'm like, I haven't seen stock footage ever.
They had long plays on the plane footage, and they really busted out.
Yeah.
They busted out, and this is where it comes up. Because he's going to Nigeria to study Ishu, which is the god of sexuality, the trickster, the chaos creator. So he's kind of like Loki, but not. But like,
yeah, it was there copyright infringements where they because he kept saying like the god of mischief, and I'm like, so the Loki?
Yeah,
the Loki.
No, it's Ishu.
But he's also the god of at least I looked it up in the system that he's like the god of like wind. Oh wait,
whirlwind.
I think I haven't. Yeah, like crossroads and wind. But then they also say too that he's I'm jumping to the end. I know I'm short on time, but I can't jump to the end.
Well,
it's not fair.
The thing about the airplane is I think they played it long so they could really play out the music for it. It was like, and then that's just what I wrote. It's like it's a funky female version of the Glove theme song.
Wait a second, I'll jump to the airplane.
So
I like the music. I mean, the music was good.
So the guy, the King of Cartoons, is there in Nigeria in a cave, and he finds the idol of Ichu, and he knows it's the idol of Ichu because he makes sure to point out that the picture encrusted on this idol had a very large penis.
Yeah,
which is also the lock to the box.
Yes.
yeah. When the wind started blowing around, I just started thinking of the story that I told a long time ago about my uncle's in the jar. And I'll just leave it at that. it's a throwback if someone can. But what I like too is that the Sphere is a gusty wind that knocks everyone on their butt, and it must. I don't know how it would have been great if they would have had the wind like get on the plane and fly all the way to Kentucky.
Because that's what happened. Oh, crazy. Yeah.
This is the plane music.
Yeah, so this dust cloud blows away the way to Kentucky, right?
That was technical fault.
So this dust cloud blows away, and it's like it, and we cut to the new couple, like this pastor and his wife, his bride, or soon to be bride.
And you know what was amazing about that family, and I have to say, they were so absolutely nice.
Yeah.
To each other, and I'm not saying like that people aren't nice either, but they were just what I kind of liked about the film is that it felt like kind of the Waltons kind of thing where they're all kind of teasing each other and they're just friendly, and I'm like these are nice people. I'm like, it's too bad something really bad is going to happen.
It's like, baby, look at how beautiful and perfect our life is.
I know, she was so pleasant, and he was this nice, strong man of, you know, of the people, and he liked her brother, and he razzed him, and, you know, I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, this is, and then a gust of wind comes along, and
she hits this lady up, she's talking about
yeah, and some demon with 16 different giant eyebrows.
Yes.
That was the first thing I noticed, that they kept showing the demon face. I'm like, how many eyebrows does this thing have? They have like all these giant caterpillars.
Yeah, so I'm credit to this movie. They move. The thing I liked about this is that they moved it along quick. They're like, okay, we get it. The wind.
Yeah.
All right, boom. She's possessed. All right, next. I kind of like the pace of this movie. They didn't like mess around with anything. They're like,
they got, you know, it's funny you should say it, because I looked at the time and it was like 1:28, and they did. They just. And that's how I remember movies as a kid. I remember them just, they're cooking.
Yeah.
And I had this theory, and I was talking with someone, and like, I blame, this is going to sound like I'm a nut, well, I am a nut job, but I blame Dances with Wolves.
Oh.
Because to me, that was the movie that started pushing that 2 to 3 hour limit, because we were doing 1:30 to 1:45,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's just like, let's do 3, and then like, well, let's do 2. Now we're at like, what, 2:15 probably for an average.
Now they're so long they have to break them up in the trilogy, like The Hobbit.
Yeah.
So like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It should have been one.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah. So that's when the pacing was awesome. Shower monster. So they just kind of bounce around a little bit. She like does laundry in the basement, and she gets all freaked out. But then somehow.
Oh, and I put a note that I was really proud of myself in there. I hope that's clean laundry that's getting slammed into her face. because you know, you think about it, like, I mean, you know, you had a long day at work, or say you had, you know, you're like, you were moving, right? They were moving into their house.
Yeah.
They probably had to clean the dirty fridge, and you got some dirty rags, and like, man, I hope none of those hit her in the face. That's not going to be any fun.
Although that said, I do actively sniff my underwear after I take it off, just to kind of check.
Well, that's what somebody said, that they're like, most people, when you take your socks off, you have to sniff them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you have to sniff your socks, and it's like, yeah, I guess most, I don't think it's like guilty.
Yeah, I know.
But,
it's like smelling, it's like taking a sniff of a toenail you just clipped or something.
I just about gagged. So then in the laundry room, I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead, and if I'm not, but what I loved about it is like, as everything's just, no pun intended, going to hell, Emmett calls his dad, and his dad, could he be any more checked out and nonchalant? Like,
he's like,
take her to the hospital, and I hope it all works out for you. Call me.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Keep me up to date.
Wait a second. Here we go. Let's see if this is it. I got the call right.
Well,
here.
And we can talk about, while you're doing that, what leads up to that, right?
This is the overseas operator. We're ready on your call to Reverend Garnet Williams in Nigeria. Go ahead, please.
Father?
Yes, son? I want to kill you.
You? I hope I'm not interrupting. How's your research coming?
Oh, splendid. It's turning out to be the most important work of my life.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's so flippant.
What prompts you to call me? You sound troubled. Must be important.
Yes, Father, it is.
It's like they're improvising.
I need your advice. Some strange things have been happening to Abby. She's been getting sick, having fits. This morning she acted wild.
It's called marriage, son.
She's just not herself. I'm really worried.
It's probably the strain she's been under. But with all
yeah, that's it. It's a strain.
Just take care of her and make her rest. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Are you coming home soon?
No, my return flight isn't scheduled for another 2 weeks.
But whatever.
University, if you need me.
Well, and that's what's so in it. He just kind of and then the second call is even, and you know, okay, so she's like spit up green stuff. She kicked him right in the nuts.
Yeah.
And beat him up, and she's got this crazy voice, which I also say at one point, like when she's doing the wedding counseling, I thought, is she possessed or just really honest? And the second call, and he's like, she might have killed somebody, and she might have killed the neighbor that came to check on her, and the dad's just kind of like, oh, okay, all right, well, give her my best about the killing, you know?
Yeah, like...
nonchalant.
I will catch a flight back.
Yes. In 2 weeks, you know, I can't really be bothered.
I shall gladly repay you on Tuesday.
Now, tell her to rest, and I'm going to do my research, which is more important than you, my child.
Yeah. So,
right.
And meanwhile, while this leads up, because the guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he's kind of ill-equipped to really handle it, and it just kind of grows from that laundry scene. She goes to like, you know, they have like some wedding like dinner or whatever dinner, and like glass breaks and something happened, and it's like all crazy. It's like, oh, she's weird. And then, like, she sings, and actually, a little note, the song that the possessed lady, Miss Speed, won, like, sung, was a song that she actually wrote. So, the song that she sung in church.
Yeah, I
said
that too.
And, after that song was over in church, like, she was just going into a choking fit, and she had to leave out to the side. And I thought it was kind of
she whopped that guy, too.
Yeah, well, and it was kind of an a-hole kind of thing that the pastor was doing, because, like, she was choking for a good minute. And he was just standing there staring at her. He looked kind of, like, pissed off. Like
no one helped her for, like, 2 minutes.
And, like, and not even, like, her, like, love, her, like, husband guy, whatever. He was too busy, like, preaching on the pulpit than to, like, kind of help his wife who's choking, you know. But,
So what you're saying is you're taking the demon side.
Kind of. He seemed kind of green. He didn't know how to handle all this stuff. He was just like, what do I do? He asked her brother if she was on drugs and got her brother pissed off. Her brother's a cop, which plays later on in this movie. But, like, basically, it's all leading up to getting the father to come back with the cool glove, funky female version Waka Chawaka music. So it's just all these setup scenes where she increasingly gets more crazy and sexually charged, you know. She jacks...
Well, he has to call his dad again and try to get him to come back.
Well, that was the second one and the dad still sounds. And then they give her that really. They give her the CAT scan, which I was dying laughing because the CAT scan looked like a bad amusement park ride. It was the way it was spinning around. I'm like, whoa, that's what CAT scans used to look like. That looks more dangerous. That will give you a head injury, not examine it.
Just cranking out radiation all over the place in that room.
The thing that put me over the top. Was when, and it's the second time, after, like, the lady had a heart attack in the room, because she was all, like, I'm gonna scare you to death, meow. And she's like, she had a heart attack. Is that doctor? Because that doctor is telling the husband, is like, are you sure this is all right? It's like, I think there's something wrong.
I'm pretty sure that doctor was kind of racist.
He was.
Well, the the doctor then, remember, like, when they were preparing the food,
yeah.
And it was like he gave him like 5 or 6 prescriptions. He was like, and here's this one, and here's this one, and here's this one. And then later they asked him, they said, well, could these drugs be having a side effect? And he's like, no. It was like, how dare you? Drugs don't have side effects.
And then when they finally suggested it might be psychological, it's like, it's not my field.
Yeah, he's like, dude. Which her problem is I cannot help with that. I am out of here. That guy was just looked like an old bookie. You know, he just had the hat. I mean, he just looked like he should be like kind of a rolled up, you know, program in his hand and a chomp cigar. And he's like,
and like a punch card and stuck tucked into his hat. You know,
he's the Dr. Nick of Louisville.
Yeah.
Did you go to Louisville Upstairs Medical College too?
but one of my favorite things is like, so they get to dad and I was I don't know why I was so pleased when I wrote this line down when he's telling him about how she might have murdered someone and it's, you know, like kind of like, gosh, I'm scared, I don't know what's going on, and the dad is so nonchalant, and I just wrote that the dad asking Emmett, is there time to stop by Dunkin' Donuts? We don't have those in Nigeria. Nice.
Oh, they should have played it at the end of the movie too. But we'll get to that.
Because the dad seemed like he cared about everything. Like they're like, well, like the whole everything's going, and he says like, well, you want to go? And he's just like, no, we better go to the parlor. And then it's like after this huge meltdown, he just doesn't care.
We better go in the parlor and figure this out. It's like,
and really, if you think of,
maybe don't.
And philosophically, like really, like the biggest egomaniac, it wasn't the demon, it was that guy. Like it was the.
What did he say? He's like, do I have time to stop by the house?
Yeah, I need to get something to eat. I need to change of clothes. Possibly a 15 to 20 minute nap. I need to poop at home.
About your crazy wife.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to her.
Attitude.
Hasn't there been any improvement?
It's been like a week in hell. Abby has completely changed. You won't know her.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about everything.
I'll talk to you about it right away from the house.
I'd like to stop at the house first.
You bastard.
I don't know why I was taking such a delight and just because I do not care. And it's probably because of his deep voice.
I want to stop by the house first and take a dump.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's like, I haven't had a good dump since. Well, I like home court advantage.
I'm a little tired of using leaves to wipe my butt. I want actual toilet paper.
Well, and here's what I wrote in my notes as well, that shouldn't he care more because it's his fault?
Yeah, that's the
like,
deal.
He released the demon.
Well, that's the thing. It had to have been because like it targeted somebody related to him. It didn't like it hopped on the airplane and went in the wind and it chew like blew it into something that was intimate and like important for him. So it had to have been his. You know, he shouldn't have unlocked the penis lock and let this demon out, but he did, and now he's like. He's like, whatever, he doesn't even really care, you know? He's just like, I'm just kind of going through the motions because I have to, I'm here, whatever, you know? I got to take a dump, you know? I got the itis.
Yeah.
It's like, when he gets off the plane, it's like, well, it was a long flight. I'll hear about your wife in due time.
Yeah.
I've got like, to go
he picked the, you know, it's like, when I go back and visit, like, you know, and it's like, yeah, okay, granted, it's like, I'm like, hey, let's go eat here. But it's like, yeah, let's go catch up. And but if anyone was like, hey, we brought you here because there's a really bad crisis going on, I think that we may want to get their toot sweet. I don't think we need to be going and hanging out, going by the house, getting a change of shoes. It's like,
Well, then later on, after the whole ordeal in the parlor, he's talking to the brother, and he's like, well, you know, This is really my doing, but you know, we'll go to bed. Just like it's no big deal. It's, but I think
yeah.
I have the
answer. Yes.
What do you know?
Here we go.
Illness. She cut herself.
Oh, I'm afraid there's more to it than that. That was just one of the symptoms of her illness.
Are you trying to say that Abby is flipped out?
Well,
not exactly.
You see, there are hostile forces all around this house, and they have to be eliminated tonight, or she'll die.
Yeah! Yeah, so that cuts to the second half of the movie, where she takes
the
off...
bar hunting.
Yeah, she takes off from the hospital. She escapes because there's no cops in the hospital in the 70s. And, like, she just runs around and just starts banging and killing guys, pretty much. And
oh, and I wanted to say something really quickly. So she's going to all these different bars. And I found this really strange, like, the only white guy in this movie...
Yes.
I wrote, he's a total schmuck doing W.C.
Yes!
Fields impressions, and he looks like a cross between General George Custer, or he looks like General Custer played by Owen Wilson.
Yes! that was almost verbatim what I wrote down.
He looks like Owen Wilson. And he was like, huh.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like, oh my god.
And they never said what happened to him either, so I assumed that he was killed.
Well, here we go. Here's a little bit. I think he died because he did those.
They don't say it, but they in the minute 28, you or hour 28, you couldn't cover it all.
And see, here's his guilty conscience.
His shoe pushed aside his fellow Orishas to capture the power of sexuality with which he destroys his enemy.
Yeah, for the parlor.
Wait,
the hell are you talking about?
I feel it's my fault.
What does all this have to do with Abby and all this mess?
Yeah, cop to it, Dan.
Yes, quite unintentionally, I released the spirit of the shoe while I was in Africa.
Whoops!
To destroy me, he now has control.
He is
sister.
Hateable.
Now we've got to fight to free the spirit of Abby tonight. And to be successful, we have to do it together.
Well, first, I gotta take a nap.
If the mental bodies have not been too damaged, I think that you can emerge from this possession relatively unharmed. Just a matter of how fast we can find her.
First, how about a cartoon?
Oh. Well, so the other thing that's funny too is that they go to all these bars, and I just kind of like the idea that they kept forgetting what they were doing, that they were looking for Abby, that they were just going to these bars and having a good time. And then when they saw the lipstick on the mirror and it said, "Help Abby," and then it was like, "Oh yeah, that's what we were doing." That would have been such a great scene. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, you have the WC. You have Owen Wilson, General Custer.
Oh, I most certainly do.
Okay. Right.
Here we go. A little bit of bar noise first.
Yeah. And while that's happening, while the cop brother and the husband is doing that, like the father is just kicking it at home, maybe watching some baseball and having a beer or something. Yeah.
Here
we go.
Right, Ben.
Thank you. You know, you sure hold an awful lot for a little bit of fart.
Well, thank you, my little chicken day. You must come up and see my gray knife sometime. Oh, yeah.
You know what, baby? And you would just be out of sight if you had a couple more inches.
Oh, now listen, my dear. I already have 2 feet. Whatever will I do with more?
Well, you just need to. Yeah, a little bit more.
Hey, listen. Why don't you go upstairs with the nightcap with me, okay?
It's just like
that. Hey, Al, give me a check.
Now, I have a small beef here. He just ordered
okay.
his drinks. So he ordered,
right.
give me 2 drinks, and then like 5 seconds later, he's like, give me a check. It's like, hey.
Yeah?
Drink your drink. It's wasteful. It bothered me.
That's what you have a problem with this movie, is its wastefulness of the drinks.
Well, no, it's like, who orders 2 drinks? And then if you think you got a shot, don't order the drinks.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a nitpick. And I also think it looks like Fredo from Godfather 2.
Well, and there's the whole idea that there's this weird bar where the upstairs like has rooms where people like go and... And it's like a brothel slash bar. And it's just, I mean, oh, and so in it was, I guess, like, this is where I don't have a film major, but I sound like so pretentious things, but so were they trying to make it when the preacher was getting mobbed by all the hoodlums that they were trying to say, like, he's a good man and that's what society is happening, or were they just having hoodlums beat him up?
Wow.
And throw drinks at him?
Huh? It sounds like it should be your thesis.
Your thesis.
My thesis. Yeah. That's perfect. That would be a good thesis.
So they finally find her, and she's talking with two dudes now, right?
Yeah.
And they finally find her, and then, like, the guy gets in between these two dudes, and, like, what the hell? Like, one of the guys stands up really tall, he's like, you want to get fucked up, or something like that, and they're, like, getting ready to pick a fight and all that other stuff.
I think we went right past it, but...
Oh, yeah, probably.
In the bar, was there not... With the first guy, the one guy, she goes and sleeps with the organ player from church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she.
Oh,
yeah.
I missed that.
I forgot about that. Yes. Yeah. And it's strange because he was feeling guilty, but not feeling guilty.
He didn't feel that guilty because he went right along with it. So it's like.
Right. And that's when she threw her ring off, too, remember? That's when the.
Oh, she threw her ring off. But the thing is, like, that's his wife. You're gonna like, oh, okay. He's like, well, we better get you home. And she's like, let's have sex. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really. But it was funny when the smoke coming out of the car. It was hilarious. Yeah.
The other people she just kind of, like, killed, like, normal style. So she,
yeah,
like,
well, was that the demon coming out? Because, like, it's like a steam demon kind of thing?
I think she cooked it. I don't know what happened there.
Did she cook? Oh, that's right, because when it finally leaves, like, she's kind of cooked, too.
I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you, last night I had a steam demon come out, and it was pretty terrifying, too.
Steam demon. Well, no, but here's the other thing too. I still think, I don't know why I'm thinking this. I've actually put limitations on travel for the steam demon. So I think the steam demon in Nigeria actually had to board a plane to fly to Louisville. Because for some reason in my mind, I just, like, a steam demon cannot. No, this is science, Tim. Okay, this is science. A steam demon cannot travel that far of a distance.
Now, wait a second. So you're saying a steam demon can't...
...in the nostril of the passengers to travel from Nigeria, possibly a layover in Denver, and then on to Louisville. That's something.
Really? That's funny, because it usually takes about a half a foot for my steam demon to travel.
Steam demon. So what was funny, and we forgot to talk about this too as well, but that demon voice was just making me laugh, and the way that she was throwing men around, and they had some... The way that she was beating the guys up in the bar was hilarious.
Oh,
when she beats up Emma and her brother, and the guy goes, "Hey, you're my kind of girl." And she just goes, she's like, "Oh, really?" And he's got, "Yeah." And she just like pie faces him, and he just goes flying across the bar.
I wrote in my notes that Abby does some Mr. T tossing.
Yeah.
She Superman 2'd him.
She's what?
You're in Superman 2 when he gets rid of his powers and he gets beat up in the bar. They slide the bar.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
Anytime somebody goes down a bar, I think about Superman 2.
Oh, yeah. Was it a diner?
It was a diner either way. It was on a surface.
It was like a Winstead. And then, because then when he gets his powers back, remember he puts the guy in the seat and he goes, whoa!
And then he sticks him in the pinball machine.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to the actual exorcism, I do want to have one last note about the guys in the bar. They couldn't dance. I just want to point that out, that they could not dance.
That's funny you should say that. Because first of all, I said that they looked like they looked like they were in the Outcast video because they had those really cool clothes, and I was like, okay, so like I was like, all right, this is gonna be cool. These guys are gonna dance. I'm like, these are the worst. Is this Brian Gumbel? Does Brian Gumbel own this bar? This is
the one guy who dances terrible. Like I do. He kind of keeps his feet in the same place. He just moves his hip one way and then the other way. I was disappointed at that.
I can't dance, and I thought like this may be some pointers for me. Whenever I see people that can start dancing, I mentally watch it and I think about it. I'm like, okay, so if the case ever happens where I have to fast dance, I could hang in there. And so I thought, this is perfect. These guys will be able to dance. They look cool. This guy's wearing a fringe vest with no shirt on underneath it.
No,
this should be a guy who knows how to dance.
Checked. It's just like hip swing, yep. Step, hip swing.
I figure I just very carry difficult. A movie projector around with me, and when I start dancing, I put a pit scene of them dancing behind, so it looks like I'm doing what cool people are doing.
Well, I guess it's back to Footloose for us, the original one, to learn how to dance. So
hell yeah, Tractor Chicken Bites, here we come.
Back to Chris Penn getting in the barroom right at a honky tonk.
Rest in peace, Chris Penn.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh. That health freak. What?
Oh man. So finally, like the dad, after he get done taking a shower and eating some slow cooked food. Some crock pot food that he prepared himself. He shows
a slow cook, and after he ran some errands, went and saw some of his friends, checked in on his mom.
Got a couple of Sudoku puzzles.
Had some family on.
He finally shows up to the bar, and it's like it's exorcism time.
Now, Emmett, do I have time to return to Nigeria for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll be down to bar.
So the exorcism...
My wife is possessed, and she's going to kill me. Oh, that's good, son. Give her my best.
Take care now. I'm not paying attention.
Such a nice girl. But here's a little bit of the exorcism in question.
Oh, wait, I gotta add one thing. We forgot, like, when the dad first got there, and they're sitting there, and... I wrote this on my notes because she starts, you know, like flirting and coming on to the dad. She puts her hand on it. I just wish the dad would have looked at it and we just said, well, she seems fine to me. Sorry, go ahead. Proceed. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Shoehorn that in there. Sudoku puzzle.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's so funny to me.
Emmett, go out and get us some food. I'm going to talk to your wife privately for a moment.
Yes. So the exorcism has him, and right off the bat, right, the King of Cartoons is talking some serious shit on this demon, like he's verbally berating.
And they imply that the demon, that it's not a chew, that it's an imposter.
Yeah, he's calling him out. He's like, you're nothing.
Here's when they first come face to face here.
Thank you very much.
Oh man. Sounds like me snoring.
That's Sonic Youth.
The time is coming.
Oh. For some Sudoku and some more pot roast.
Oh, he's got his big cross out.
I'm going back to the parlor.
Yes. But first, I'm going to make myself a Manhattan.
And maybe a couple of scrambled eggs. Take my time.
Looks like
enjoy
we're
a nice Sudoku.
Looks like we're out of cocktail garlic blues. I'll be right back. I'm going to make a quick run to the store.
He sends me a grab.
I just imagine it would have been. How you imagine how funny it would have been if she would have been like choking him and almost killing him, and he walks in, and he goes, "Oh, looks like you two need some time alone. I'm gonna head to the store," and he just leaves him to be murdered.
That's slow.
Yeah, she's still choking him, and cut to him at the Quickie Mart with $20 worth of dollar scratchers trying to like kill time.
Now,
oh look, a $5! I'll have $5 worth of more scratches, please.
He's like, "Father, please, we really need to get the demon out of her." Oh, just a minute, I'm on a streak here, son.
Hang on now.
Hang on.
Like, or better yet, like she's choking him and he's about to die, and somehow he makes it to the phone. He dials somehow, and it's always in the rotary, so he somehow gets his dad on the phone, and you see his dad just like hanging out. He's like, "What's the problem? I can't hear you." And he just takes his time. He's like sitting there eating something. "I'll be there as soon as I can. All in the Family is not over yet." I haven't seen this one yet.
He takes the phone to the restroom while he takes a dump because he's got the really old school super long ass curl cords for the phone where you can pass it around the entire house and it's still one phone. So he's squeezing out his own steam demon while the phone is hanging there off of that mile-long coiled cable, and he's just doing his Sudoku puzzles on the John while his son is being choked by the penis demon.
And he's sitting there in the toilet, and his son is like, and he's like, "Okay, here's what you do." And he's like waiting, and then his dad starts laughing. He's like, "What, Dad? What do I do?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. That dag was really funny today." And he's got the dish paper.
Are you
eating
the paper, Dad?
I'm sorry, son.
Are you eating the funniest?
I'm sorry, son. I just got to the end of Little Billy's route from Family Circus, and it was a hoot. He climbed over two puddles.
And then he's like, "You really got to get here now, Dad." And then his dad starts taking the phone by his mouth and going, "I can't hear you. It's a bad connection. Yeah. Call you back."
Anyway. Then he hangs up and goes, "All right, I'll get there as soon as I can." Then he starts, "Oh, that Andy Cap. Oh,
that Beetle Bailey. He shouldn't be in the army."
He's not cut out for this kind of work. And then it's like, then in the credits roll.
Hagar really is horrible. I'm all about rattling off old comic strips.
I know. I went with the big guns of Andy Cap.
I bust out Hagar the Horrible, freaking Ooh, Bailey.
Well, that's all 74. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Oh, Kathy, where do you ever find a man?
No, I don't think Kathy was in 74. Right. Now that.
Okay.
That horrible thing
okay,
wasn't created.
This is a quick tangent, because this is like, I actually have some real beef. Like, there was a certain time where comic strips were like, they were different. It was either different time periods or different things were going on, either fantastical, not fantastical. Yeah. But then, like, right around the middle 90s, it all ended up being about having kids, and I stopped reading it because of that. Like, it went, like, the one I could almost barely stomach was Foxtrot, but that's because the kid was a computer nerd, and I kind of identified with him. But all the other ones.
Did you read Doonesbury?
Doonesbury, I didn't get as a kid, but then once I started reading it older, I was like, okay, this is kind of like...
Yeah.
This is kind of like Capital Steps, or like...
Capital Steps are touring. They're coming through where I live.
Yeah,
it was
way political. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can kind of see it. I didn't know. It took me until after seeing Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas that one guy was a playoff of Hunter S. Thompson, but, like, that is that. But I was into, and I was glad it was still around, with, like, Zippy, you know, and the really, like, esoteric, abstract, like, kind of stuff. I thought that was kind of cool, but, like, the majority of those, like, even with, I don't think Jim Davis actually writes any more Garfields. I think they just rotate them. But, like most of them, like, Baby Blues and, like, fucking, well, I already said Foxtrot, but there's a lot of them are, like, just having kids and stuff like that. And it just totally just, like, burned me out, these comic strips.
I'm not a fan of those either. But it's so funny. Like I'm glad that I wasn't the only one that was like annoyed by the dad and his just nonchalance.
He's kind of a dick.
You know, he was kind of a dick in this movie. So
And yeah, so I'm just about to hit the road, so I've got to kind of wrap up my part, and you guys can feel free. So we're actually almost at the end of it, so I can probably punch out and let you guys finish her off.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, all I got is that they destroyed a disco ball, right? And then
the flaming disco ball was a beautiful touch.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
And then they got the full on shot of the lady in the eyebrows, and I was like wanting them to shave it off, right?
Yeah, that's what I wrote. At the end, he says her heart is beating him. Like, now can we shave those eyebrows?
And then the two.
But the dad gave a big lecture to the demon too. Like the demon was like, "Could you just kill me and just shut up and stop talking?"
Yeah, but what was funny, and I have two more things left. What was funny, one is that he gets done and he just takes off. He says like, "I'm out." He leaves. So like, he's just like,
yeah,
"Whatever, see ya, I'm gone." And that's it. The kid's left with his, like, wife who'd been through all this stuff. He figured he'd stick around and console her a little bit. But no, you know, he's stuck on that one Sudoku puzzle. He's like, well, I'm out of here. You don't need me anymore. See ya.
Oh, he just walks out the door.
He walks out.
Yeah.
He's done. Like, there's waste laid to this bar. And, like, his niece-in-law, right? Or whatever. His daughter-in-law. It just went through all this horrible stuff, and he's just like, "I'm out of here, whatever."
Yeah.
So there's that.
And he put away his awful poncho, and that was it.
Yeah, and then the last thing, I don't know if you guys got this, but like the aunt or the old lady, because at the end I thought it was gonna be like a twist, right? I was like, "Oh, they're going on vacation. I'm sure like the wind booked a seat, like there's a couple seats behind them on the plane, and they're gonna follow them on there."
Okay, it's a steam demon.
Steam demon. Sorry. The steam demon bought the same flight, and he's following him, and he's just like staring at him a couple seats back, and you're like, ooh, twist, ooh, Hollywood sequel, yay, let's do this.
Yeah, but it was nothing.
It was nothing. And the old lady that sent him off, she said something important, but the audio was gone for the whole thing, and I think they intentionally like cut it out because it was so bad.
She said something
to
his son, and then to her son-in-law, and meanwhile,
I'll take care of the church.
Yeah,
and then meanwhile, distant dad has disappeared again. So
And then they
were going to see him. Were they going to visit him?
No, they were going on a trip.
Yeah, and they ended up and they end it with the plane taking off. So I instantly think the globe. Yeah.
Good song.
It's better. The remake was a turd though.
Oh God, Ugly Kid Joe.
Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh no. Okay, on that, I'm gonna drive off a cliff now.
Okay, son.
I cannot believe that I was just a part of some magic, and then it got the steam demon is Ugly Kid Joe.
Ugly Kid Steam.
All right, fellas. I'm punching out. I'm hitting the road.
All right. Well. Be safe, son.
Yeah, I'll let you guys can wrap it up. I'm gonna go get to my crock potting right now, and I will talk to you boys soon.
Do you have time to stop by the house?
No. I'm going to go. I've got to redecorate my parlor because a steam demon pooped all over it.
I think it'd be best if you spent some time in the parlor.
I am. I'm heading to my parlor. I will talk to you gentlemen later.
By the way, pick up some rubber gloves and a spatula on the way home.
I've got a lot of errands to run. I bid you gentlemen adieu.
Achoo.
Achoo.
See you guys. Achoo. We're even better. God, man, you're fat.
I bid you.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye.
Achoo.
Bye.
Achoo. Oh man! So so that's the end of the movie, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I don't know how it rates. It's pretty good.
It held my attention. It went by pretty quick, so I can't say it was horrible.
I think the pacing was awesome, especially with some of the movies I've watched recently. I really enjoyed the pacing of this movie. And it was entertaining. I mean, they didn't mess around or anything. So I like that. And I wish there was, like, a better print available for it. Because I think it was almost, like, a better version of The Exorcist. And I can understand why, like, The Exorcist people sued. Because, like, damn, this is more entertaining. I mean, the other one was, like, creepy horror, like, somber, you know, Catholic guilt-ridden exorcism. But like this one at least had some flair, and at least it was like, okay, it's a little bit of sexuality, and okay, yeah, we can do that.
Now, the original Exorcist was loosely based off true events in St. Louis, of all places.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not.
Probably not. So.
But, I mean, anything could be based on a true story because it's based, right?
I think you could write one on based on the Steam Demon.
The Steam Demon. I already know the title, by the way. If you guys don't know it yet, it's going to be How the Steam Demon Travels.
How Steam Demon Travels by air and walk-a-cha music.
By toilet.
By toilet. I was thinking an alternate title would be like if you did Rocky and Bullwinkle, title one, title two kind of trick. Title two should be, do we have time to stop by the parlor? Do we have time to stop by the parlor to see how the Steam Demon travels?
I didn't see it as much, but now that we like talking about that dad was kind of an a-hole. I mean, he was Blackula, so I mean,
he's just very distant and focused on his work.
Yeah.
And his son was, despite his collar, he did not seem, he seemed much more Indiana Jones archaeologist researcher than, and he's over there just
actual father
up.
Figure.
Well, and he knows so much about it, he probably knows he shouldn't be just cranking open little boxes with possible demons.
Yeah, you know, he started the whole thing, right? And he didn't take any responsibility for it. What a deadbeat dad.
I feel this may have been my fault. I did release a shoe into the world, and, anyway.
But first, the cartoon.
But first, I take a nap.
So, yeah, I, don't fast forward this one. Watch it on YouTube right now. It's a treat.
It's a good one. Let me just do one other thing. Also, in the meantime, go watch Go-Go Godzillas.
I guess we are wrapping up. That was, I'm glad we had our correspondent from Nigeria come back. I just hope there wasn't any steam demons on the plane that he came back with on. That would be kind of scary.
Oh my goodness, well, it's not going to happen there. So, no steam demons. I like this one, all right. I didn't hate it, didn't love it, but it was good.
It was bite sized. It was just perfect.
And it's easy to watch. It's a quick watch.
So. Yeah. So don't fast forward. Watch Abby. It's a treat. And if you want, do a double feature and watch The Exorcist and then watch Abby to really get a good idea of what Exorcism films were back in the 70s.
Yeah, and then uh-oh, Steam Demon's traveling.
Oh, hot sauce.
Oh, wait, no, he's just at the airport.
Oh, he's got to check his luggage. He's got to check his peanuts. Steam Demon got peanuts.
Hey, a second, I think Steam Demon's going to head to his plane. He's, oh, the gate's boarding. You better hurry.
Don't worry about the trip, I'll take care of everything.
Oh, good. And there goes the Steam Demon right there.
Love. Yeah. What should we go out on?
We need to do that, or we can do Cats in the Cradle.
I want to push the balance. I think Cats in the Cradle explains this movie a lot more than
okay.
The disco.
Well, let's go for just a moment. Let's get a good feel for how the movie ended, and then we will do. I think Cats in the Cradle is the better underlying theme to this film.
So. Yeah, really. Not some penis sex god that's a trickster, but it was more of a disconnected father-son relationship manifesting itself in exorcism and some ridiculous outfits.
And let me just... So that movie's cooking along there, and I'm just gonna...
So, while Tim's queuing that up, GonzoGuys.com, at GonzoGuys, Facebook.com/GonzoGuys, Go Go Godzilla, this last week is a two-parter, but that's because Google Hangouts is taking its vengeance on us for complaining about it when it bounced us last week for showing clips. So,
I didn't make any copyright rules, it's all fair use, and they know
in
it.
In fact, so I think YouTube is kind of like a Steam Demon.
It is like a Steam Demon.
Yeah.
Copyright Nazis.
Yeah. So, follow us on our social stuff. Come to the website. This is a palate cleanser. Who picks next? Oh, John picks next, actually.
Well, we'll have to watch the website.
look for announcements and look for it. Two more epidoses of the Go-Go Godzilla series. Actually three. There's one with the 98 Godzilla, then there's one that wraps up the end of the Toho series, and then we'll have a special one talking about the movie out in the theater. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And if you excuse me, I got a Sudoku puzzle to do.
I think we can start going out here. And the cat's in the cradle and the sea's gone. Little boy doing the man on the moon. When you're coming home, daddy, don't know when. But we'll get you in the land. And we'll have a good time, man.
A child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there are planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. Together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. Said thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Could you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away and smiled and he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue with the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. What I'm feeling like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Like me, and the cat's in the cradle and the sand.